Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Illustrious. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got a all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome into the latest Five on the Floor live. I am your host, Greg Sylvander. Today's floor plan with me, we have Sean Rochester, the coach. You know him, S. Rochester NBA on Twitter. Also on Playback, you can find him all around the network. And then we also have Major Passons. You can follow him at Major_Passons on Twitter. He is our Skyforce consultant. He is one of the top analysts in the game as it relates to this Sioux Falls Skyforce, and also a contributor here at Five Reasons Sports Network. So thank you for joining me. We're getting into the floor plan of an ugly loss, 110-108. To a team you shouldn't lose to, a team that had lost 16 straight and now has won two in a row. This was abysmal. This was no other way to put it. There were moments late that you felt like they could come back and get this victory, but it did not ultimately materialize. We're going to get into all of it. Before we do, want to call out Off the Floor. This is our Discord server. This is where we are talking Miami Heat basketball. We are taking the conversation off other social media platforms, and we are funneling you to Discord. That's where you're going to be able to talk just Heat basketball. You can get away from all the other nonsense, block out the noise, like Spo says, and just talk Heat. We have host updates, the main thing chat, all these different chats so that you can get, talk other sports. You can talk gambling. You can find all of our promo deals, music. This is the place to go. $2.99. Link is in description. $3.99 on your Apple device. Off the Floor. Check that out for sure. 110-108 hurts. This team was not good defensively. Sean, I'll start with you. Your opening thoughts on tonight's loss.
Yeah, I agree. The defensive end, I mean, the entire night was inconsistent, but defensively, they were consistently unable to defend without fouling and or really defend what seemed like the rim and threes, like modern NBA basketball, right? Like they could get to the basket when they wanted to. They could get to the free throw line when they wanted to, which is not a typical thing for the Wizards. And then it just seemed like we continually gave up open threes. I mean, they shot 41%, 16-39. It just was a weird game. I don't know how to describe it otherwise. I think all of us kind of felt like at some point things were going to click into gear and all of a sudden, you know, you would build that 10-point lead and it'd be over. And even late, you know, when they made that comeback, and I'm sure we'll talk about the last two possessions at some point, but just, it's just a disappointing loss. And you have a couple of days off before the defending champ Denver Nuggets come into town on Wednesday to fix some things, but it's a lot of blame to be spread around, not just one or two people.
Major is usually really good at keeping a positive spin on things. So we're going to lean into that and hopefully he can bring some wisdom because now we're talking about a losing streak. We're talking about the defending champs joining us in Miami. I think the Heat feel, Heat fan feels as if the team is reeling at the current moment, and they were just playing so well. I mean, I still, in their last 10, I think they're 7-11, they're 7-4, something like that. So they're still relatively above water. But your thoughts on tonight and also just this losing streak in general, did you see anything tonight that made you think that they are climbing out of this, even though it was another loss?
I mean, honestly, I can try to spin it in a positive, but there's not really much to say when you lose to the Wizards like that. And they did, like, we were all waiting for them to turn it on and grow a lead. They did. And then they just went straight back to how they were playing and played terrible again. There was just a lack of energy, a lack of effort. One thing that stood out to me, and y'all already talked about the defense, so I won't talk about that. On the offensive end, obviously, there's just Duncan having an off night and a lot of people not hitting shots that they typically hit. But one thing that stood out to me is they started like hunting for foul calls. And anytime you like purposely try to get a foul call, you're never going to get that foul call. So they did get a couple at the end, but overall there was times where they probably could have just gone up stronger and actually get the foul call versus trying to, like, for lack of a better term, flop to get free throws. Like Jimmy was not getting any free throws. Bam, he missed four straight at the start. And it just looks mental on his free throws right now. As far as, like, if I think the team's reeling and that this means they can't do well in the playoffs, to that I will give some positivity and be a hope merchant of this has happened every year since Jimmy has been here. And every year there's a stretch where it's like this team looks terrible and then they always bounce back and find a way. I mean, was it 2 years ago or last year, whenever they were on that 2 week stretch where they looked like the worst team in the league and everyone was saying that they couldn't do it. And they were the one seed that year. And then they ended up, you know, finding a way to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and playing good. So this team, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's extremely hard right now because this is just a terrible loss. Now you have to go to the Nuggets. And I mean, it's just the Nuggets. Like, it's not like it's getting any easier next game.
It's so true. And tonight was supposed to be a gimme. You were an 11.5 point favorite, I think, is where I saw it close. So to lose tonight is just absolutely awful. There's no way to spin that. We're not going to even try to. But we're going to tell you about a guy who particularly hurt the Heat, and that's the Rocky Sports Gamer of the Night.
And now on Five on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500 square foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all-day passes available for just $25, but if you mention Five Reasons, it's just $20. So mention Five Reasons or 5RSN. You get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night.
So we debated about this because I think that Tyus Jones had a hell of a game. And man, did he look like a player that could help a lot of teams. I'm surprised he did not get picked off for a contender at the deadline. But ultimately, we land on Kyle Kuzma. He was 9 of 23 from the field, 32 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks. Got to the free throw line. I think this they said it was season high 16 times. So he had a big night. Major, I'll come back to you on this one. Your thoughts on Kyle Kuzma and Tyus Jones and just the Wizards collectively tonight outplaying Miami. Do you think that Kuzma, this is a situation where the defense was lagging, or like with the fouls specifically, was Kuzma being intent on getting to the basket? I felt like it was some lazy defense and some questionable calls, but I might be looking at it through a biased lens.
No, I thought it was a little bit of both, right? There's certainly some foul calls where I'm like, okay, he's not a superstar. Why is he getting this foul call? But at the same time, he knows he's getting those foul calls, so he's going to keep doing the same thing that are giving him the foul calls. And so, I mean, that's just smart basketball. I'm not saying Kuzma is the smartest player we've seen, but this just seemed like a Kyle Kuzma game. Like, shoots a lot, he's going to get really streaky, make a lot in a row, miss a couple in a row, have some smart plays, have some questionable plays like his, you know, floater attempt at the end that gave Miami a chance again. To your point about Tyus Jones, is I love him. I thought he was going to get picked up. You know, I don't see why people didn't pick him up. He's like a perfect, you know, backup point guard specifically for a contender, as well as he's starter quality, as we've seen. He just doesn't turn the ball over. He sets everyone up. And so I think actually that pairing of him and Kuzma works out really well, because Kuzma has never seen a shot he doesn't like, and Tyus Jones can just pass it to anyone. So I thought Kuzma played well today. He played, for the most part, smart basketball of, like I said, if you know you're getting those free throws, we see Jimmy do it. If you know you're getting those free throws, just keep doing that same exact thing, whether it is lazy defense or it is beneficial calls.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly, so I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We talked about Jimmy doing it there, or Major did. What did you think of Jimmy's game, Sean? I thought he had an interesting night. It was uneven at times, really inefficient from downtown. Didn't get to the line maybe as much as I normally would expect, but what did you think of Jimmy's night?
Yeah, I saw Ethan tweet this out. It had to be early second half that he didn't have a rebound or a steal at that point in the game. He finished with 3 rebounds and a steal, but 23 points, not his usual efficiency, 9 of 20 from the field, 0 for 4 from behind the arc, only got to the line 6 times. He, I think Major referenced it earlier, seemed to be looking for foul calls, seemed to be frustrated with foul calls, and he's typically not one of those guys that's chirping and complaining, and he just didn't seem to have that edge, I guess, to him. He didn't seem to have the ability to like mismatch hunt. And, you know, something that could be said when we talked about Kuzma right before the game, obviously they scratched and didn't have a starting center. I mean, Bagley was out, and who's the guy that just marked out at the end? Who was going to start? I can't think of who it is right now off the top of my head, but we'll come back.
Sean Holmes.
I'm sorry. Also a Bowling Green grad. So, I think that had something to do with it. Like, they obviously got beat up on the glass 51-40. The Heat won on the glass. But think about what that does to a defense. It spreads you out. Kuzma's playing essentially the five. You got a threat from outside. They insert Kispert into the starting lineup. You got another shooter. When Poole's on the floor, you got another shooter. Then you got a dynamic guard that can find open people. Koulibaly didn't really have a good game, but like, they just had, you know, they were able to spread them out. Denny Abia obviously can get to the basket and use his strength. it just, you know, it's no excuse, right? Like, we should be able to defend the Wizards no matter who they put out there. Mitch Richmond, like Wes Unseld, I don't care. But the effort that we gave on defense and the breakdowns that we had were just not good enough. And it's disappointing because you were seeing progress and now you're starting to see sort of this backtracking really on both ends of the floor.
I know, and it's a shame because I felt like Bam started to look more like himself tonight, and that is basically going to be like we don't even recognize it because the team lost to a team that they shouldn't lose to at home. So it's a pretty tough loss. I mean, there's no real way around this. Like, when you go and lose to Dallas and Oklahoma City, I felt like fans should adjust expectations on those road trips. Those are tough venues to get through. But then you come home, and I felt like they took this team lightly. Bam did not play necessarily perfect offense by any means. But 16-16 is a much better effort than what we've seen recently, but that's going to get lost in the sauce. But you know that I'm still going to call it out. Let's get to the aggressive play of the night.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette play of the night, sponsored by insurancebylynette.com and A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800 or insurancebylynette.com. That's insurancebylynette.com with two N's and two T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program. Reach out to Lynette at insurancebylynette.com.
So I'll give it to you. With about 3:14 to go in the third quarter, Terry Rozier had a sick alley-oop to Bam Adebayo in traffic. I don't care if they lose or they win. That was the play that got me off my chair, out of my chair, and cheering the loudest. So that's getting the A Aggressive Insurance by Lynette play of the night. Shout out to that play in particular. And shout out to Terry Rozier. I feel like he's playing really good and finding his way as a Miami Heat player, regardless of these losses. I think that this is going to be, it's going to bode well for the future. Not a ton else to say about this game that's really beautiful. And we are going to get to the injury report. We're not going to do a long show with you guys. It's weird timing. Everybody is off with the time change. Major, your final overarching thoughts on tonight's loss. And let's talk about the end of the game specifically. Let's get into those final possessions. Your thoughts on how the Heat handled the end of the game, the Jimmy Butler shot to win. Your thoughts on how the Heat closed.
I mean, I think that was one of the few bright spots of the game was the end. Like, the end is when they started like doing that, oh crap, I gotta play good, like we might actually lose this, and they did what the Heat should do the whole game against the Wizards. It's Duncan gets a couple wide open threes that, you know, he makes most games, and he missed them. The game's completely different if he makes those. The Jimmy Butler shot, I've said this numerous times before on Twitter and everywhere else, like, is it the best shot? No. But do I like that he has the confidence in himself to keep taking it? I do. Like, I just think confidence long term, and, you know, people are like, oh, well, he should look at statistics, he should do this. Like, he never makes them at the end of games. But, you know, I'm just going to somehow maybe in my mind cope with it and say, let's look at his confidence in the playoffs and, you know, his ridiculous performances in the playoffs. It's that same thing, that irrational confidence that we have no evidence for to do it, but he's like, no, I'm gonna make it. So I think they're kind of connected, so I just live with it and it is what it is. Would I have liked him to grab the rebound and just go straight into the paint, and maybe he gets a foul call? He's good finisher through contact, so even if he doesn't get the contact, or even just grab the ball and shoot it from the free throw line, those are probably the best basketball plays. But I mean, we know Butler and the Heat don't want overtime. That's pretty evident with how they play late game situations. They always hunt for a three. So maybe that played into it as well.
I think you're right. And I think Spoelstra would say he'd live and die with what Jimmy Butler decides as well. But Sean, I didn't love the shot particularly. What were your thoughts on that final possession and just all of that as they went down the stretch? Because they did come back. So, I mean, we should give them credit there. It was an unorthodox way of doing so. But then your final thoughts on the possession and the game itself.
Yeah, we were having a discussion in the Discord off the floor. If you're not joining that, it's $2.99 a month. It's in all of our Twitter handles. You can check it. It's pinned to the top of the Five Reasons Sports page. Before the defensive stop where Kuzma got the offensive foul, I said I would not call a timeout, which Spo did not, which I think is the right play because, one, Washington is a horrible defensive team. So don't even give them the chance to get anything set up. Yes, it was a dead ball. I wish it was a live ball, rebound, or a turnover. That makes it really problematic. The shot by Duncan, I don't like. He wasn't that on tonight.
You're right.
And sidestep three, I will just say this because I know we want to keep it short. If that was a different person taking that shot, the conversation would be different.
It's true.
We know who we're talking about because that's a shot that he likes to take too. And that was not in transition. That was not the shot we needed. And we still got the offensive rebound. And, you know, in that moment, do you want Jimmy to drive in there and put his head down and try to get a foul? I would say yes. But I think rewind, get the ball to someone else that can get downhill, and then you spray it out to Duncan. I'll live with a three. But just, you know, I didn't like the way that it came out. And I'm saying that. Even saying I would not have called a timeout, even looking back at it now, I live with the result of that. It's just disappointing. You shouldn't have been in that spot, basically. And the longer, yeah. And Eric Reed kept saying it, Crotty kept saying it, the longer you let those teams stick around, they just build confidence. And then you could see at the end, they started hitting threes, and it was like, you know, what can you do?
The Heat came in thinking that this team would roll over and that they would be gifted this game. And that's a bunch of bullshit. They can't play like that. They're not that good. And parity is alive and well. And on any night, y'all know how these NBA players can get going. And you saw it tonight. The Heat have to step up. This was an unexcusable loss. Let's go to the Eric Rubenstein injury report, and then we'll wrap this one.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
So the injury report is pretty simple. We're still waiting for Kevin Love and Tyler Hero to return. They have not, they're not back yet. We don't expect them against Denver. We thought that they'd be back, at least one of the two, by Denver. So things are getting weird on Tyler front. I think the fact that things are quiet there is not a great thing, but I don't want to speculate. I know typically when things are vague like that, it could be that there's a pain tolerance issue. We'll see. I don't want to speculate too far, but they got to get him back on the court. So that's what worries me, is just we're getting so close to the regular season and it's a weird time to mess around like that. So hopefully they'll have him back on the court soon. I have no further thoughts in this game other than I do think that it is a plus that Bam Adebayo shot 7 of 14. The free throw shooting was still not there. Terry Rozier continues to look a little more comfortable. Nikola Jokic in his minutes did have some solid play as well. So there are some things to take from this game, but I don't want to be overly positive. This was a game that they had to have. And when you look back on the schedule, if they're starting in the play-in instead of the top six, it'll be because of a game like this. If they're starting in the 5 seed and not the 4, it could be a game like this. We just don't know. I appreciate the time, Sean, Major. We appreciate our sponsors. We will have you covered the rest of this week for all the other games. And thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate the love on playback as well.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards.
rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.